T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The sweltering heat can lead to a number of problems, including those on the road, so state transportation authorities are making preparations. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
Tollway are watching for heat-related issues on the roads. The tollway for stranded drivers, IDOT for buckles in the pavement. Tollway trucks are doing 24-hour hot weather patrols, offering air conditioning and a ride with virus protections for those who break down. IDOT is concerned about pavement blowouts, which can occur during prolonged heat, and pavement expands to the point where it buckles, leaving an uneven surface. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
With another blistering hot day ahead, a limited number of residents in one suburb can head to the local aquatic center to cool off.
So far, so good. We haven't really had any problems.
Orland Park Mayor Keith Peacock says the Centennial Park Aquatic Center system has been going so well, it was decided to allow in more people than originally intended. 200 instead of 150 people. Capacity is 1,800. The mayor says there are 3 2-hour shifts people can show up for, although the first 2 shifts are for Orland Park residents only.
After the 2 hours is up, then everyone vacates, and then we disinfect everything, all the slides, all the lounges, all that type of stuff, and then the next group comes in.
Mayor Peacock says everyone's temperature is taken before being allowed into the aquatic center for shifts that begin at noon, 3, and 6 in the evening. In Orland Park, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago City Council's Health and Human Relations Committee has approved an ordinance dealing with seniors' safety during the pandemic. The legislation mandates personal protective equipment for all staff members at all senior buildings in the city. It also requires wellness checks for residents and frequent cleanings in all senior buildings. The measure is expected to go to the full City Council on July 22nd. And demolition work has resumed at the old Crawford coal plant on the southwest side. The project came to a halt in April after the implosion of a chimney sent a cloud of dust and debris across the nearby neighborhood. The site is being cleared to make way for a 1 million-square-foot logistics facility for Target. The complete demolition is expected to be completed in September. Amita Health has offered a new proposal to striking nurses in Joliet.
Hundreds of nurses are on strike at Amita Health St. Joseph Medical Center. The Joliet Herald says nurses are striking to improve staffing levels because, in their view, current patient-nurse ratios at the hospital are unsafe. Nurse negotiator Pat Mead tells the paper that Amita's latest proposal provides incentive pay to address staffing shortages, but falls short on safe staffing levels. The Illinois Nurses Association filed several unfair labor practice complaints leading up to last week's strike. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
9 people are recovering after being shot in 2 separate incidents only blocks apart on the south side last night. Chicago police say 6 people were shot when someone opened fire on them along the 1300 block of West 76th Street. Only minutes later, police say 3 people were standing on the street near 75th and Carpenter when they were hit by gunfire from a passing car. 2 of the victims are reported in critical condition, while the rest are said to be in good condition this morning.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.